Okay, let's begin. This week is Parashas Veschanan, Shabbos, Nachamu. Yeah. Famous Haftarah, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Okay, first thing about this Parsha, I'm sure you'll know, is we have the Aseres Hadibros. Gets lost in Shabbos Nachamu. But you have to remember, it's also the Aseres Hadibros. And the Aseres Hadibros, Chamishi, after we hear about the Aseres Hadibros, Moshe Rabbeinu says something very important. When you heard the Kol Mitoch HaChoshech, Vera V'Ho'ar Bar Bo'esh V'Atikruvun Elai, you came to me, you were frightened. Kol Roshei Shivtechem V'Zignechem V'Atarim Ruhein Heranu Hashem Elokeinu Eskvod V'Eskolo V'Eskolo Shemanu Mitoch HaEsh. We heard Hashem Hayom Ezerinu Et Kidaber Elokeinu Esodem V'Chai V'Ato Lomo Nomus. Lama namus, we cannot continue to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. It's too frightening. Ki sechleinu ho'esh ha'gedoyla ha'zos im yosim anach l'shmai es kol Hashem v'alkeinu oid v'omosnu. So they complained to Moshe Rabbeinu that it's too frightening to listen to the Aseres Hadibros. The Chazal tell us, this also ties back to what it says in Parashas Mishpatim, that the only two dibros which they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu were the first two dibros. Anochi Hashem Lokecha, lo yilucha Elohim achedim al ponai. After each one of the dibros, they died, they perished, they expired, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to revive them, Tchias HaMesim, the Tal of Tchias HaMesim. And that's what the Pasuk here says in this week's parasha, that we can't continue. We got lucky twice. We came back to life twice. If we continue hearing Hashem speak to us directly, we're not going to survive. So Moshe was not... They told Moshe, Kravata, you go close. These all the psukim here, they really... It's in a lot of detail. In Parshas Mishpatim, it's really just alluded to. In Parshas Kisisa, it's not really spelled out. But here, the entire story is really expressed in great detail. And the Medrash elaborates, I thought it was Rashi, but it's not. The Medrash elaborates that only the first two dibros they heard, but the other eight dibros they heard mipi ha-miturguman. Hashem spoke to Moshe, and Moshe relayed the eight dibros to Klal Yisrael. So I have a favorite vart I always like to tell over, and even though I violate the vart because I don't practice what I preach, there are two minhagim. There are two minhagim in how one recites Kaddish. So I said Kaddish to my father a whole year, so I always think about this, and now unfortunately I've saved my mother. But is it Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, or is it Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh? So I personally do what it says in the Siddur. I'm not so... I say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. And the place where I daven, I think most of the people that I'm familiar with, right, they say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. This is a very big debate. What did the Gra do, right? The Gra, they say that everyone is willing to be Moisa Nefesh to prove that the Vilna Gaon, either he said Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh, Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, okay, whatever it is. But I think from this Pasuk in Parashas Veschanan, in this whole story, we have a Raya that it should be Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. Well, what do you mean from a diktuk point of view? So what is the difference between Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh and Yiskadal v'Yiskadash? Yiskadal v'Yiskadash is Aramaic. Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh is Hebrew. The words Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh come from a pasuk in Yecheskel. Hiskadelti v'Hiskadashti. So there it's Hebrew, and there it's Yiska. It's spelled with its Seirei. Hiskadelti. It's in Yecheskel, and there it's in Hebrew. And there in Hebrew, the way that's really, really where it comes from. It comes from a pasuk in Yecheskel, and there it's Yiskadal, it's Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. So if that's where we're taking it from, so if you want to insert it into the Nusach HaTfilah of the Kaddish, so you should say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh. Now, then right away it triggers the question, so why then is the remainder of the Kaddish in Aramaic? Okay, that's a discussion in and of itself. The Kaddish is in the whole 95% of the Kaddish is in Aramaic. also someone to say, since 95% of the Kaddish is in Aramaic, so we have to change the word Yiskadel, the Yiskadesh, even though it's rooted in a pasuk in Yecheskel that's written in Hebrew, with a tseri, we have to adapt, and we have to change it to Aramaic, to make it conform to the remainder of the Kaddish, and it should be Yiskadal, the Yiskadash. And in fact, that's probably mainstream. I think most people, at least that I've come across with, they say Yiskadal, the Yiskadash, because we say Kaddish in Aramaic. Why do we say it in Aramaic? Okay, that's another issue, because when it was instituted, that was the language that people understood. If it would have been, the old times, they would have made it in English, they would have made it in Hebrew, they would have made it in Yiddish, in languages which people understand at the time. Others want to say there's some sanctity to Aramaic. It's a language which the Malachim do not understand, and therefore we want to have a direct line to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to put the person should realize that he's speaking directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he does not need to come on to an intermediary, does not need to come on to a Malach. A Malachim, for whatever reason, they don't know Aramaic. They know Spanish, Portuguese, and anything in between, but they don't know Aramaic. Why? Because Aramaic is secondary to Lashon Kodesh, and by them it's all or nothing. Either you do it the right way or you don't do it at all. So when it comes to a foreign language, that it's legitimate. It's a legitimate language. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world many languages. But you don't take Hebrew and you change it, you give it another form. That is said that's beyond their ability to understand. So therefore, we want to show that we speak directly to Hashem, so we use a language which the Malachim are not programmed to understand. Okay, so once we're speaking in Aramaic, for whatever reason, so we're going to write the entire Nusach should be in Aramaic. However, others say no, that's true for the majority, but at least for the beginning of the Kaddish, it should be done in Hebrew, because the first two words come from a pasuk in Yecheskel, which are Hebrew words. However, I have a drush based upon this pasuk. There's a medrash. I don't know if it's a medrash. I've seen this somewhere. I can't remember where it is. But there are 10 expressions of praise in the Kaddish. Yiskadal the Yiskadash. Shmei Rabbah. And we take a break. Okay. Shmei Rabbah. Then we resume. Yisbarach, v'yishtabach, v'yispo'ar, v'yishremam, v'yisnasei, v'yishador, v'yisaleh, v'yishalol. Eight. Eight expressions. Eight plus two equals ten. A grand total of ten. So the Medrash says, why do we praise Hashem with ten expressions? To correspond to the Aseres Hadibros. Hashem gave us 10 commandments, and those 10 commandments encompasses the entire Torah. We want this very powerful concept, the general concept, not for now, is a very big thing to combine Torah utzvila. Your Torah, your learning Torah is only as good as your davening. And your koyach hatzvila is only as powerful as your koyach in learning. You cannot separate learning Torah from davening to Hashem. Each one feeds off the other. We combine the koyach of tefillah to praise Hashem with the koyach of Torah. And the purest, most intensified version of Torah is the Aseres Hadibros, which encompasses the entire Torah. So when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ultimate praise of Kaddish, this is the ultimate praise. The proof is, that's what a Yosem says, to give credit to his parent, who is relative. So when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we praise Hashem with 10 forms of praise to remind us that these 10 forms of praise must correspond to the Aseres Hadibros.
Now, I think I read a Mishnah that once it was part of the
tefillah.
Am I
wrong? Yes, Seres Hadibros, the Chazal wanted. They wanted. No, that was Bilam. By the Kohanim. The Kohanim had. They say the Seres Hadibros in the Beis Hamikdash.
They took it out because it was too long.
No, that was the Bilam. The brachos of Bilam they took out. I don't remember the details. You're right. It's a Gemara that talks about different things. But there's a question: should you say the Aseres Dibros every single day? It's another very big issue. In the back of the Siddur, it's printed the Aseres Dibros, and some of the custom to recite it every single day. Okay, but this is a topic by itself. We have here 10 expressions of praise corresponding to the Aseres HaDibros in order to synthesize Torah Utfila. When a person praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to know your Tfila is only as good as your devotion to studying Torah. And your success in learning Torah is only as good as your will to pray, your ability to, your desire to come close to Hashem through tefillah. Now, once we connect these two, it's very interesting. In this week's parsha, we learn that when Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibros, Hashem said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. The whole Klal Yisrael heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi. And what happened? They died. They perished. They expired. Hashem brought them back to life. Hashem said, Lo yihi elucha elucha machim alponai. And what happened? Everyone died. Hashem brought them back to life. Klal Yisrael said to Moshe, we got lucky twice. Who says we're going to get so lucky the next time around? Maybe we should call it quits. You go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring us down the other eight and tell us what Hashem says. So Moshe goes to Hashem, and Moshe was very upset. And Hashem says, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. Halavai, they should have such fear of me. I accept. I'll tell you the other eight. They'll be there in the background. They'll hear the echo. They'll hear. And you'll relay to them the other eight. That means Moshe Rabbeinu served as the miturgamon. He served as the loudspeaker, the translator from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael when it came to the other eight dibros. But the first two dibros, it was direct. Hashem spoke directly to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now when we have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, we have a Baal Kore, and ancient times there was what was called the Miturgamon. The Baal Kore reads the Parsha. In ancient times, not everyone understood what it meant, or the details of what was being said, and then there was the person that read the actual Targum. Whether it was a Targum Unkelus, Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel, or whether it's a Targum Yerushalmi, it was a translation. The Miturgamon corresponds to Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah directly to Klal Yisrael, and then it was relayed through the translated to Klal Yisrael. So the reading of the Torah is in Hebrew in its original form, and the Torgamon speaks the language that the population, the people, understand. So the first two Dibros were spoken directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks in Lashon Kodesh. The other eight were given to Klal Yisrael through the Miturgamon, through Moshe Rabbeinu. The Miturgamon translates it into a language that the people understand, which is Aramaic. So it makes perfectly logical sense. If the 10 forms of praise correspond to the Aseres HaDibros, and the first two were heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first two shall be Yiskadel V'Yiskadei Shmei Rabbah, because they correspond to Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yihi Elokho Elohim Achem, which we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Baal Kore. We did not need the Miturgamon, which is in Lashon Kodesh. But the remaining eight, Yisparach, V'Yishtabach, V'Yispa'ar, V'Yishamam, V'Yisnaseh, V'Yisador, V'Yisaleh, V'Yisalol, those remaining eight are Mipi HaMiturgamon. It makes sense. It should be in Aramaic, not in Hebrew. So there is some logic to break up the two and the eight. Yeah.
But the last eight of the sisters also given over to Hebrew.
They were given over to Hebrew to Moshe, and Moshe in turn gave it over to Klal Yisrael in Aramaic. Moshe served as the Miturgamon. The Miturgamon, that's what the Chazal used, the terminology. He gave it over to them. But he acted as the Miturgamon. In modern times, when the Kaddish was instituted, we differentiate that something that comes directly from Hashem is in Lashon Kodesh, and something that comes through an intermediary is given over in Aramaic. So to preserve this concept, the difference between the two and the eight, there's a logic to it. There's something to it. Again, I don't think you should try it in a shul where you say Yiskadal v'Yiskadash, but I think there's something to it because it needs an answer. It does need an answer. The whole Kaddish is written in Aramaic. So why then the first two words are you reciting in Hebrew? Oh, it's a pasuk. Okay, that's an answer because those two words come from a pasuk. But I think this adds a little bit more flavor. When you take the 10 match up to the Aseres HaDibros, 2 and 8, 2 Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yilcha, and the other 8 are going to be from Moshe. Okay, that's one idea.
What about these guys with Tiskabal?
Oh, so Tiskabal is Tiskabal. Really, that's seemingly correct. A lot of the Medaktikim, a lot of the new Sidurim have Tiskabal, because Tiskabal is Aramaic. So there's no reason why Tiskabal seemingly should not be in a Fitzin. Should be Tiskabal. A lot of the new Sidurim have Tiskabal. Art Scroll, they have a little sefer on Kaddish. It's a very good sefer. A lot of detail, a lot of work went into it, and they come to the word Tiskabal. All of their Sidurim have Tiskabel. As far as I didn't look if there's a Nusach Acher on the bottom, but all of the Sidurim have Tiskabel, and in their parish on the Kaddish, they write, we don't know why. It really would appear it should be Tiskabal. The Minok Ha'olam, this was when they wrote that, say, probably 20, 30 years ago, we've went out and we've seen the custom of the Tzibur. Everyone says Tiskabel. We don't know why. There must be a reason, but we do not know why.
And we call it Kaddish Tiskabel.
Because we say Tiskabel. So why? It's not clear. The new Sidurim today, a lot of them are writing Tiskabel. There's a Siddur Vilna, that's very, the Turikar, that comes from the Turikar to that Siddur. The people who wrote that, that's an extremely exact Nusach. They have Tiskabel.
It's a footnote here.
Oh, they have the Art Scroll?
No, it's, and the Art Scroll, just I was looking at the,
yeah.
First one. It says it has a footnote.
Nusach Acher?
Nusach Acher,
okay. So Art Scroll, they're trying to accommodate. That's already a modern. They're accommodating the new generation. But it's not so simple. I remember years ago I heard a very beautiful interpretation of why we say Tiskabel. It's a very, very deep interpretation, and I don't remember the details. Okay, it's a question, it's a very good question. Just don't try to ruffle anyone's feathers by doing things which are unusual in the Beis HaKnesses. Okay, let's now go to another idea. This week is Shabbos Nachamu. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. Now, let me start by telling you Chassidus Shavart. I once heard, I don't know who says this, why does it say Nachamu, Nachamu twice? Double Nechama. I'm going to discuss that in length, in detail now, but let's just go first to the Chassidus Shavart, and then we'll come back to that at the very end, because Shabbos Nachamu is always Shabbos Parshas V'Eschanan. And Parshas V'Eschanan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us two gifts, two extra special gifts. Number one, the Aseres HaDibros. Number two, Kriya Shema. Parshas V'Eschanan, we lay in the first parsha of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'yohavta, Eis, Hashem Elokecha. We say this twice a day. This is the principle of faith. This is what a person does every day. This is it. This is where it all is. This is where all the action is. And Aseres HaDibros, the Nechama of Parshas V'Eschanan is a double Nechama. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, I'm giving you on the Shabbos after Tisha B'Av a Nechama, I'm giving you Kriya Shema, and I'm giving you the Aseres HaDibros. That should be a Nechama for you, Klal Yisrael. Let's put that on the side. We're going to come back to that in a few moments. Now, I have here a Sefer. It's a beautiful Sefer, the Talmud Obiyadai. That's all the psukim. That's why I brought it, because I can't memorize all the psukim and write them all down and take out the Talmud Obiyado. He has a few volumes. The name of the Mechaber is Yerachmiel. I'm not sure I know Krum. Krum? It's not likely Krum. Krum? I do not know how to pronounce his name. Kuf Resh Aleph Mem. How do you pronounce that?
Krum?
Krum? Okay, Krum. He has a number of volumes. He has a few volumes on Chumash. I do not know if he has in every Chumash. He has on Chumash. He has a very nice Haggadah. And my favorite volume, my most favorite volume, I really like the message, he has a volume on the Haftaros. Just one volume. He goes through every Haftarah. And he has ideas, Chidushim, every... I try always, if I get a chance, to go through. This week he has the masterpiece, an absolute masterpiece. He brings... It's primarily quoted from... Rabbi Shlomo HaKoyein Mivilna. The basic idea is, his question is, what is the, let me go step by step. Okay, I'm going to get all mixed up. Okay, quotes famous pasuk in Zechari. Everyone knows this pasuk, except for me. I can't memorize anything. But the pasuk is, Koyamar Hashem Tzavakos. So says Hashem Tzavakos, Tzoyim HaRevi'i, the fast of the fourth, which is Tammuz, Shivasa B'Tammuz. The Tzoyim HaChamishi, the fast of the fifth, is Tisha B'Av. Yihyeh, the day will come. The day will come, Yihyeh Leveis Yehuda L'Sason L'Simcha. Will be a time of Sason L'Simcha. Ulamoadim Tovim, and great festivals. And then it says some three words which seemingly don't really fit. Veho emes, truth, veha shalom, peace, or havu, they have loved. So the question is, what is Zechariah doing by adding to the end of the pasuk that the day will come when the Jewish people will love emes and they will love peace? Let him just stick to the topic. The topic is, we have a tainus of Shivas B'Tammuz, we have Tisha B'Av, we have Bein HaMetzarim. It's a very painful time of the year. What it represents, what happened. Those days will one day turn into days of joy, period. They're going to come one day to love MS and peace. What is going on? So basically what he says is, we'll go with many steps, but basically the idea is, why was the Bayis Rishon, the first Beis HaMikdash, destroyed? So we know Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayah, Shvich HaStam, the big three. But there's another Gemara Mestach LeShabbos, and this is the Haftarah of Yirmiyah, the Haftarah of Tisha B'Av. Haftarah is that this question, besides the basic big three, that was just a symptom, right? Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayah, Shvich HaStam were the symptoms. What was the real cause, the real disease? The real disease that brought about these three symptoms. So they asked the Chachamim, why? What's the disease? Not the symptoms. We don't know. We don't know what the disease is that's causing these symptoms. They asked the Nevi'im, tell us. We don't know. They went asking. Shelus Chaloim. Finally, Hashem said, I'll tell you why. You know why? Al ozvam es Torah. You have abandoned my Torah. So the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. And Yomar Rav comes along. And what does it mean? Hashem says you have abandoned my Torah. Sheloi beruchu ba Torah tchila. They did not recite Birchos HaTorah. And what does that mean? There are many, many interpretations of what that means. I like very much the interpretation that explains what is unique about Birchas HaTorah. It's the only bracha where you mevakesh that it should be enjoyable. You never saw someone make a bracha that when I take the lulav and esrog, I should enjoy taking it. I should have simcha. When I go into the sukkah, I should enjoy going into the sukkah. When I put on my tefillin, I should enjoy it. You don't say that. You don't find that. And that's not part of the nusach bracha. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, you pray. It's a very unique bracha. You pray to Hashem, V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu Estivrei Sarascha Befinu. It should be enjoyable. It should be delicious. Now there's a tradition that when you pray for Ruchnius, it's very easy to get what you want. A person can stand on his head and pray the whole day to get rich. Can pray on his stand on his head to get a shidduch. Can pray for refuah. It doesn't always go. Prayer, you can work very, very hard. Okay, Hashem listens to the prayer, it has an effect. Things are different. The prayer can be answered 20 years, 30 years later. No prayer goes unanswered. But results, quick results, not so simple. Not so simple at all. But we have a tradition that if a person prays for Yira Shemayim, Hashem, I have a problem, I'm not a Yira Shemayim. If you pray, Hashem, help me have a sensation, a hergish, of being a Yira Shemayim. I don't like to learn. It's just very boring. I just don't have any enjoyment. Help me that I should find it interesting. And you pray, there's a Mesoira, it works. Results. Very quickly, just try to pray a little bit and you'll get results. The harev no Hashem Elokeinu Estivrei Sarascha Befinu. It should be enjoyable. If we would enjoy Torah, we would pray that it should be enjoyable. It would be enjoyable. And once Torah is enjoyable, everything from there fits into place. You learn Torah, you fulfill the Torah, Hashem gives bracha, everything will fall into place. Sheloy beruchu b'Torah tchila. They didn't take the first step and pray to me that they should enjoy to learn Torah. I understand they had a difficult time. It was hard for them to learn. It was boring. They didn't have the tools and the skills and the teachers. But you should have prayed. And if you would have prayed to enjoy Torah, I would have answered you. And then everything would have fallen into place. Yeah.
I heard a different fact that there's two brachas you make from the Torah, Birchas Hamazon.
Right.
And Birchas Torah. And Birchas Hamazon, the logic is you make it after you.
Right.
After, I think you had told us this, or I'm asking one of you, that's the Gashmias. So they thought, same for Ruchnias, I make the bracha after.
After, not before.
Where the Chilas, uh-huh. They made a mistake.
Very, very nice. Beautiful. Before. Very, very nice idea. Very nice idea. I don't remember saying it. Okay, well, here's the thing. So now, okay, that's why the Bayis Rishon was destroyed. Torah. Bayis Sheni, why was it destroyed? Everyone knows. Sinas Chinam. And that can be taken very literally, because we know at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, there were so many different factions, different groups. The Biryonim, the all the different groups, they couldn't come together even to defend the city, and there was infighting. Sinas Chinam is the cause of the Churban Bayis Sheni. Torah, code for Torah is Emes. Titein Emes Liyakov. Asher Nosan Lanu Teras Emes. This is Pashut. Torah is the ultimate, it's a given. Torah is the ultimate Emes. Asher Nosan Lanu Teras Emes. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchok is Avod, Tefillah, Yaakov is Torah, and Yaakov is associated with the concept of Emes, Titin Emes, Yaakov. Emes is the word, a code for Torah. Shalom is Shalom. So what he's saying over here in this pasuk, we understand what this pasuk means. When Zechariah says the day will come when you will, the days of Shivas of Tammuz and Tishba will turn into a festival, Veho Emes. Vehashalom ohavu, because you will do tshuva for the chait of not making the bracha for Birchas HaTorah, you will once again come to love Torah, emes. There will be an emes, there will be an ahav ohavu, and there will be a law for shalom. You will rectify, you will do tshuva for the two sins that brought about the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of a lack of emes, and the Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of a lack of shalom. So when will it come when there will be Sosan v'simcha and Shivas v'tamas and Tishavav, when you'll have emes v'hashalom, ha emes. That's when everything will be restored. Okay, so that's how we interpret some shot in this pasuk. Is that clear? Yeah.
At the time of the Korban, wasn't there an advanced amount of learning?
But it wasn't. But still, sholei beruchu b'atara tchila. It wasn't. That's how the sin is defined. Okay, that is one idea. Okay, now we're laying out a lot of principles. Now we come to something that's really, really nice. Really, I really found this to be a beautiful idea. Everything I'm saying is from him. Everything I'm saying from so far. Yeah, I'm only going to get one little teeny point at the end. Yeah, everything I'm saying here is from Rav Shlomo HaKoyen Mivilna, found in the Sefer of Vidibar Tabam. Fine. Now we come to Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Everyone knows Nachamu Nachamu. It's Perek Mem. We learned Baruch Hashem, we learned Yeshaya, we learned this together. Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Question is, what does Perek Mem, which begins all of the Nechamos of Yeshaya, most of, we learn Yeshaya, we learn together, it's gloom and doom, remember? All the gloom and doom, until you get to Perek Mem, it's horror. The world's coming to an end. It's as bad as it possibly can get. And then there was some history, there was a nice little chunk of history at towards, I think, Perek Lamed Vav to Perek Mem, and then Perek Mem, delicious. Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, from Perek Mem to the end, pretty much, it's easygoing comfort. Let's look at the Perek right before Perek Mem, Perek Lamites. Perek Lamites is a story. It tells about Yeshaya. Yeshaya miraculously survived from his illness. He was sick. He almost died. And Chizkiyahu was deathly ill. Yeshaya says to Chizkiyahu, you're going to die. because you did not get married, you are the last link in Malchus Beis David. If you do not have children, the Malchus of Beis David will come to an end. Chizkiah said to Yeshua, what could I do? I see that will come from me, Menashe and Amon, and the world will be destroyed from them. So he said, it's none of your business, still get married, do not worry about Menashe and Amon. Chizkiah said, if that's the case, give me your daughter in marriage. Maybe the combination of my tzchus and your tzchus, something will come from it. And indeed it did, even though there was a Menashe and there was an Amon, but the great-grandchild was Yoshiyahu, a very great tzaddik. He was able to do something for Klal Yisrael, and it was preserved, even though after his death things went downhill, the next five kings. But at least Klal Yisrael survived. It was a Bayashin, it will be a Bayashlishi. What? So then, so he survives. Miracle happens, and the miracle we learn in Sefer Yeshaya that the sun went back up, the sun stopped, the sun went backwards, the sundial went backwards, the whole story, a very great miracle happened, the whole world was affected by the miracle of Yeshaya, of Yechizkiel being healed. Who heard about, was affected by this miracle? It was the king of Bavel. Who was the king of Bavel? It was then Meroidan Bal Adon, Ben Bal Adon. Meroidan, Baladan, Ben Baladan was either the father of Nebuchadnezzar or the grandfather, I already forgot. The grandfather of Nebuchadnezzar. At this point in time, Bavel was a nothing nation. No one even heard of them. They were insignificant, teeny little nobodies. No one heard of them. And there was a king, a little country called Bavel. And there was a king, and the king was Meroidan, Baladan, Ben Baladan, Melech Bavel. And one day he wakes up late. Why did I wake up late? How come the sun is shining? And they tell him it was a very great miracle. The sun did not set, or the sun went backwards, because Chizkiyahu HaMelech was healed. Who is Chizkiyahu HaMelech, a king of Yisrael? I have to go meet him. He sets that on a trip, and he comes to visit Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu sees this king, Biladan, Meroidan, Meroidan, Baladan, Ben Baladan come. What? Here it is. Basically, Shalach Meroidach, Meroidach, Baladan, Ben Baladan, Melech Bavel. He comes to greet Chizkiyahu. He gives him a gift, and Chizkiyahu was so honored at the presence of this person, Meroidach. He gives him a tour of the Beis Hamikdash, and he shows him everything. He shows him Vayismach Aleim Chizkiyahu Vayareim. He shows him a space Nichoso. He shows him his treasured spices. Es HaKesa V'es HaZov V'es HaBesamim V'es HaShemen HaTov V'Shemen HaMishcha V'es Space Kelov V'es Kol Asher Nimtza Be'Oitzroisov Lo Hoya Dovar He shows them even the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He takes them into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and shows them the Kruvim. That's what it says in the Chazal. So far he leaves. Vayavo Yeshayahu Hanavi El HaMelech Chizkiyahu Vayimilov. What happened here? I heard you had a guest. Who was the guest? And he tells him, oh, it was Meroidach. What did you do? I showed him everything. I showed him the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yeshayahu says, you made a big mistake. It's none of his business to see the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How dare you take this goy, Meroidach, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and you're going to be punished. You know what the punishment is? He will take away one day the Kruvim. His child, Nebuchadnezzar, will one day come here and destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he'll take out the Kruvim. He may well not, well, it was put away in Geniza, right? But it means he'll come and destroy. It's a question, it's a very good question. What does it mean exactly? Hine yamim boim. Let me read you the words of the pasuk. This is very frightening. Days are coming. Vinisa kol asher b'veisecha. This person or child of this person that you showed the Kodesh HaKadoshim will come and will carry away everything that they've seen. V'asher otzru avosecha ad hayom hazeh bavel, down to bavel. V'lo yivoser dover amar Hashem, nothing will remain. U'mibonech asher yetzu b'mcho asher toled yikachu. Not only that, they'll take your children as slaves. They'll take your descendants as captives. V'hoyu sorisim b'echal melech bavel, and they will be officers in his palace. Okay, now we come to the last pasuk before Nachamu, Nachamu Ami. It's a shocking pasuk. And all the Mepharshim struggle. They really struggle what this means. How does Chizkiah react to the Musar of Yeshaya? Giving him Musar. What do you do here? What kind of business is this? You show a guy? You take him to the Kodesh HaKadoshim? This nobody. Meroidach, Baladin bin Maladin, whoever heard of him? How dare you?
He's taking ownership on it also? Is that one of the things that...
What?
That he's taking... These are mine. Look at my possessions.
Okay, that's a question. There are interpretations. But he gave him a tour. And Yeshaya says to Chizkiah, how dare you give this prostagoy a tour of the Beis HaMikdash and the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So, what is Chizkiah? How does he respond? Vayomer Chizkiah al Yeshayahu, I hear what you're telling me. Hashem's going to punish me for this. He's going to bring a korban, and the child of Meroidach Nebuchadnezzar will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. He'll take away the Kelim. He'll take my own children as slaves, sadisim, to his palace. No, as long as it doesn't happen in my lifetime. Toiv devar, look what he says. Toiv devar Hashem, good is the word of Hashem, asher dibarta. Vayomer, and he's continued to say, ki yihye shalom ve'emes biyomoy. As long as there's peace and truth in my day, okay, as long as I die in old age in peace, it's not, I don't have to worry about my grandchildren. Let them worry about it. Shocking. Right? That's what it says. And we do the mitzvah. The mitzvah says, Tov hadava b'yeinai, perish devarav, y'amar, hoyel, since the yiyye b'yomai shalom, v'hoya, it says, I'm not concerned. Since in my lifetime everything will be peaceful and all of this will occur after I die, I'm not concerned. Shocking. So that's the pshat according to the Mesudos. Then you have to go look at the Mepharshim. They all try to do explain it, put a different twist on it. And then what's the next pasuk? Nachamu, nachamu, ami, yoimar, eloikechem. So when we read the Haftarah tomorrow, we're really right in the middle. Now, obviously they'll tell you, no, you know, when you say for Yeshaya, every parak is isolated, you know, you have to put the parakim together. One parak has nothing to do with the other parak. Don't darshan smuchin when it comes to Nevi'im. Okay, fine, you can say that. But if you want to say some drush, if you're really desperate for a drush, a rabbi needs a drush on snachamu, when the Baal Kori gets up to say after Nachamu Nachamu Ami, he's right smack in the middle. You're right smack in the middle. What's you smack in the middle of a story? What is going on? So the answer is those two key words: Shalom ve'emes biyomoy. We just concluded with the pasuk of Zechariah. Zechariah said that the day will come when Tisha B'Av will turn into a Yom Tov. And that day will come when Ha'emes V'Yashaloim Ohavu. And we explained that. We built upon what was the foundation for those words. Because the Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of a lack of Emes. And the Bayis Sheni was destroyed because of a lack of Shalom. So when there will be a Tikkun of Emes for Shalom, then there will be the coming of Mashiach, and there will be the Bayis Shlishi, and then it will be transformed into a Yom Tov. Yeshaya here is terrible, horrible news. There's going to be a korban. So, right, according to Rav Shlomo Koyim Mivilna, Chizkiyahu is doing tshuva immediately. We all know that Chizkiyahu in his generation was one of the greatest generations. Chizkiyahu, more so than Yeshayahu, of limud haTorah. Noatz Cherev Chizkiyahu, he thrust a sword in front of the Beis Medrash, or on top of the Beis Medrash. Anyone that does not come into the Beis Medrash to learn Torah shall be stabbed with this sword. Misa, Chayev Misa, does not come. And his generation, Bodku Midon V'Ad Be'er Sheva V'Loi Matzu, Tinoik V'Tinoikes, even the girls knew Shas on their fingertips. Tinek v'tinekes, that did not know Tumah v'Tahara, the laws of Taharas. Gemara says that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu spare Yerushalayim when Sancheriv in the Zuchus of Torah? I've got the exact passage, a very famous drasha that the shemen, the yoke of Sancheirib will be broken because of the oil of Chizkiyahu. And Chazal said, what does it mean because of the oil of Chizkiyahu, the shemen, the oil of Chizkiyahu, because of the oil that lit late into the night in the Batei Midrashos, Mibnishano, the midnight oil, they learned late into the night in the Zechus of Limur HaTorah. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sviganoisi Elohir Azos Lamani Laman David Avdi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared Yerushalayim because of the Zechus HaTorah. Chazal testified there was no generation in the history of Klal Yisrael that excelled in learning Torah, in the love of Torah, like the generation of Chizkiyahu. And what is Torah? Torah is Emes. In his generation, it was Emes or Hovu. They loved Emes. When did Chizkiyahu put that into motion? He put that into motion right here. He put that into motion when he was told what's going to happen. There's going to be a Churban Bayis Rishon. And why is the Bayis Rishon going to be destroyed? Shaloi Beruchu Ba'Torah Tchila. So he said, you know what? Let me now get to work. Let me put into motion a love for Torah. Maybe that can somehow mitigate the severity of the Churban that's going to come at the time of the Bayis Rishon. What else did he put into motion? Shalom. What does it say about Chizkiyahu? Lemarbe HaShalom, Lemarbe HaMisra, Lemarbe HaMisra Ulishalom Ein Ketz. There's no limit to the degree of peace. That's reference to Melech HaMashiach, but Lefi Pshuta refers to the greatness of Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu, the Pasuk testifies, Ulishalom Ein Ketz. He excelled, he worked, he gave it his most to increase Shalom. Why? Why does the Pasuk testify about Chizkiyahu that he gave it his all to increase peace and to increase MS? Because he was told there's going to be a Churban. And when he was told it's going to be Churban, how did he respond? I hear what Hashem says, there's going to be a Churban. I'm going to work on it right now. And why will there be a Churban? We know why there's a Churban. Bayis Rishon, Emes. Bayis Sheni, Shalom. How do we know those are the two primary reasons? We know from Pasuk Zechariah. HaEmes Das Shalom Ohavu. In advance, Zechariah is talking after the fact. Chizkiyahu is now hearing for the very first time, explicit. You know, in we do kinos, there's a kina. Kina Yudal tells us about all of the avos, Moshe, the avos, and Adam. They already knew in advance. They already knew when Hashem said, Ayeka, it says in the kina, Adam Harisha knew in advance is going to be in Eicha. He knew there's going to be Eicha. These are all very fine, Ramazim, esoteric things. This is the first explicit. This is explicit. There's going to be a Churban. Perek Lamed Tes, Yeshayahu says to him, guess what? The person that you showed the Beis HaMikdash to, his children are going to come and destroy this place, take away the Kalim, and take your own children as slaves in captivity to Bavel. There's going to be a Churban. What's the reaction? Well, why is there going to be a Churban? It's not obviously only because he showed him the Kalim. You know, you can't say that. I showed him that. I gave him a tour. So that's why there's going to be a Churban. For my sin, the whole Klal Yisrael has to suffer. Obviously, there's something more to it. This was just another symptom, not the actual disease. Why? Well, the Bayis Rishon Torah, Bayis Sheni Sinas Chinam. So Chizkiyahu says, okay, let's get to work. Let's get to work on Torah. Let's get to work on Shalom. And indeed, the Torah testifies that there was no one like Chizkiyahu that excelled in bringing Klal Yisrael to a degree of Ahavas Torah. The Harav Hashem Elokeinu was the Beis Rosh Lefinu. No Atzchedef on the Batei Midrashos Shleimotzu Tinev Dinoikos. They were not versed in Torah. And Shalom Ein Ketz, pretty good. Doesn't say that about anyone else. Shalom Ein Ketz. And now when we know that. When we know Vayoymer Ki Yihye, there will be Shalom VeEmes BiYomoy Nachamu Nachamu Ami. Now we have Nechama. Now we have Nechama HaEmes VeHashalom Ohavu. The double expression Nachamu Nachamu connects exactly to the two words right before the previous pasuk Shalom VeEmes. corresponds to what Zechariah says, that Tishra will be turned into a Yomta because her emes via Shalom Ahava. Now, that ends Rav Shlomo HaKoyin Mivilna. I only want to be moisif one teeny little Ha'orah. I told you a Chassidish of art. I don't know who says this art. What's the Nechama? Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. The Nechama is that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos Nachamu, the Aseres HaDibros, and He gave us Shema Yisrael. What is Shema Yisrael? Shema Yisrael really captures the concept of Achdus, of peace. How do I know this? Well, you can take the translation Shema Yisrael, but look where it comes from. It comes from Yaakov, the first one to utter the words. That's what it means. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. When the children came to Yaakov Avinu for a bracha before he died, when will Mashiach come? When will Mashiach the Gula come? He also Yagidu Lachem Eis Hashem Yikra Eschem Yachres Hayamim. All of a sudden, the Shechina departs. So he says, Shema. One of you people here is a koifer. Someone over here is not with the program. I have here 12 children. Someone over here is not. Most of you are good, but there's someone here that, and that's why the Shechina has departed. How did they all respond? Shema Yisrael, listen, our Father, Hashem Elokeinu. We're all together in this. Hashem is our God. Hashem is one. We're all together here. There's no koifer. There's no sinner among your children. All of your children are ki ish echad b'leiv echad. The pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad was uttered the very first time to convince Yaakov Avinu that all of his children are together. We're all with the program. We're all in a state of peace. We're all unified in our goal to be Malnech HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Echad over the entire world. In essence, when they respond to their father, they're telling their father there's peace, there is shalom. We're united. We're united in a singular mission to be Malnech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad, and there's none of us are outside. None of us are out of the program. We're all part of, we're all unified. Shalom. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad captures the essence Ulishalom in Kates. There's no limit to Shalom. He wanted to be Mavar the Kates. The Kates Hayamin. Ulishalom in Kates. There's some connection there. I don't know what it is, but there's Shalom. What else do we have? The Aseres HaDibros. Now, you have to be blind not to realize that Aseres HaDibros is the Torah. Aseres HaDibros is the giving of the Torah. So what is the Nechama? What's Nachmu Nachmu Ami? Shalom Ve'emes. Aseres HaDibros, the Torah, Shema Yisrael is Achdus. That's exactly what Chizkiah said. Ki Yihyeh, there will be in my day, Shalom v'emes. I'm going to make sure to it that it's going to be Shalom v'emes in my day. I'm going to get the process going, and also my children, and that's the Nachmu Nachmu Ami. All of these ideas come together to appreciate the din of Nechama. Okay, I wanted to tell you one more vart very very quickly. Another twist on Nachmu Nachmu Ami. Very very quick. I'm not going to go the whole rules. I prepared this just in the keynote. This really woke me up in the Kinos. In the Kinos, Yudalit, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hinted to Adam HaRishon there's going to be a Chorban when Hashem said to Adam, Ayeka. Ayeka, where are you? Where are you? Ayeka are the same letters as Eicha, right? So, okay, Eicha, Ayeka. So I saw in the Torah to go, all those things hanging out, all the shuls Torah to go, YYU publication, they have all the Rosh Yeshivas. There was an article there from Yehuda Willick. I believe that's Rabbi Mordechai Willick's son. One of the young Rosh Yeshiva, I don't know what his position is at Yeshiva University, Yehuda Willick, he wrote an article. So there, between the lines, he says, what's the significance of Ayeka versus Eicha? Ayeka, when we talk about, let me just give you a mashal, okay, take a step back. We refer to the Holocaust, when we refer to the Holocaust, 6 million people died. There's another way of describing the Holocaust. One person died 6 million times. You can focus on the yachda. They're both. When I heard the drasha, the person was saying you should only say one person died 6 million times and should not say 6 million people died. Okay, I humbly disagree. I think there's truth to both. The difference is when you say 6 million people died, a tzibur died. And when you say one person died 6 million times, there's focus on the tragedy of the yachid. They're both very significant. There's a tragedy for the yachid, and there's a tragedy for the tzibur. So Rabbi Huda Willett says that's the difference between Eicha, it's a beautiful idea, Eicha and Ayeka. Eicha yoshva bodad ho'ir rabosi on Klal Yisrael. A tragedy for the tzibur. 6 million people died. Adam, Ayeka. It's one man. Don't tell me now one man represents mankind. Let's focus on the facts. Don't confuse me. One man. He was one man. One person. He made a mistake. He suffered. Ayeka. Ayeka is the tragedy of the single individual. There are two tragedies. Eicha is the tragedy of the tzibur. Ayeka is the tragedy of the individual. Why do we have Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami? Nachamu means a nechama for the yachid and a nechama for the tzibur. And I saw this in another sefer called Teras. I forgot the name of the sefer. It's not my vart. But you look at the pasuk, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Dabu Alev Yerushalayim. The lev, there's a medesh that when a person davens, he's supposed to daven quietly, personal. The chana medaberes al liba. When you refer to the lev, it's personal. Dabu alev Yerushalayim, personal, individual. Vikiru eleha, and call out. Vikiru eleha corresponds to the tzibur. Calling out is public. Call out. If you're calling out, you're not speaking to the heart. V'chana midaberes saliba. When you dive in Shemona Esrei, make sure you keep your mouth quiet. Make sure you keep your mouth shut. It's personal. That's the heart. V'chana midaberes saliba. If you're going to speak out loud, the whole world's going to hear. You have a contradiction. First it says, Dabru alev Yerushalayim. Personal. Then it says, V'kiru elecha. Call out. Loud. What's going on? Answer is a double nechama. There's a nechama for the yachid and a nechama for the tzibur. Nachamun, just like Eicha, there's an Eicha and an Ayeka. There are 6 million Jews. There's one Jew 6 million times. Eicha and Ayeka. We need a double nechama. A nachamu, nachamu. A nachamu for the Lev Yerushalayim, for the Yochid's tragedy, and nechama for the Tzibur's tragedy. Shabbos is unique. Shabbos, not to go into details now, I'm going to start, is the koyach that synthesizes the Yochid with the Tzibur. There's a many diyuk in the pasuk of Vayechulu Hashem Etzuchol Tzemechal can be Yom Shikul Nachlo Shavu Asa. What Shabbos? Hashem made a lot of different things. Sunday He made something. Monday, Tuesday. Every day stands on their own. Shabbos, the koyach to synthesize the entire creation into one, where there's no distinction between the yochid and the tzibur. Is mechazik the yochid the tzibur. The koyach of Shabbos, nachamu nachamu ami. It's not just the pshat. There's nachamu v'nachamu. There's a nechama for the yochid and a vav. And a nechama for the tzibur. That's not the koyach of Shabbos. Shabbos is the time of nechama because Shabbos is the koyach. The nechama is so great. It's ma'ache, the yochid and the tzibur. Tisha B'Av can never be observed on a Shabbos. Because Tisha B'Av, we break up. There's a tzar for the yochid, a tzar for the rab. If the yochid suffers, there's a sheris apleta. At least there's a tzibur. If the tzibur suffers, at least there are yechidim that will survive. Chas v'sholom for there to be a Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, because that would be a complete churban. There will be no sheres apleta. But the nechama is greater, because the nechama is on Shabbos. The nechama is greater than the churban. The nechama, the koyach of churban is only limited, separate. But the koyach of nechama is so powerful, so encompassing, it overpowers, it synthesizes the yachid and the rabbim to bring us higher than we ever were before. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos.